Mad Jack by Catherine Coulter. To Leslie Delone, an excellent chef and flower designer, and best of all, a splendid friend. I hope we'll be singing Y&R together for a very long time to come. 1. Sincere Townhouse, London, 1811, March 25th. Grayson Albemarle Sincere, Baron Cliff, read the single page one more time, then slowly crumpled it in his hand. Some letter, he thought, as he threw the ball of paper into the fireplace. Not many words on the page, but most of the few there were vicious and malevolent. He watched the paper slowly crinkle around the edges, then burst into bright flame. He walked out of the drawing room, and down the long corridor toward the back of his home. He opened the door to the library, his room, all somber and warm and filled with books and little else. The heavy dark gold velvet draperies were drawn tightly against the night, the fire low and sluggish because none of the servants had known he would be coming into this room at this time. They all thought he'd left 5 minutes before to visit his mistress. He thought of the damned letter and cursed, but not as fluently as his father had, when he was so drunk he could scarcely walk. He sat down at his desk and took a piece of foolscap from the top drawer, dipped the quill into the ink pot, and wrote, "If I receive another threat from you, I will treat you as you deserve. I will beat you senseless and leave you in a ditch to die." He signed his initials, GSC, slowly folded the paper, and slid it into an envelope.